The best tea in the city. On Kaya 959. Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 p.m.
Welcome to the show. It is the best here in the city, and a good morning to you. Stay warm, keep warm, because temperatures will keep dropping. And in fact, I can see now that the trees are really shaking. So cleverly, there's going to be that wind factor as well. So I hope you stay warm and stay covered. Okay. There are two questions in the history of talking about intimacy that women feel men have never really, really spoken about, or at least answered fully. One, what do they think about during sex? What do men think about during sex? Number two, the one that we're going to focus on today, what do men think about foreplay? What do you think about foreplay? What do you think about foreplay, brother? Many a woman lament that many men plunge into the act of intercourse well before most women feel ready. Did you hear that? Feel ready. As a result, many women believe that men see no value in foreplay. Women feel you don't see value in it. So, hence the question. What do men think about foreplay? Pablo, what do men think about foreplay?
Serious foreplay is very much important. As a much it up, I think I have a in. Bafana ne bond, little demolish. Well, one bond, the multi demolish, and believe to burly wench. So, when I match it, and the Marbon Muntress Fazan, and the Bafun Wella Peswag, and the Muntress Fazan, and Melum Bottle Bottles, Umteen, the Ube Navigator, we are born Hamben, Ufuninda, or Lapire. So, in the Ibadlegi, the Mina made me as. All the time, one way. Nimbamba ngayazi azicelela athi hayi sekuyinafu woza ngithi awume kancane. Pablo la.
Hola Pablo. Patron. It is 9:30. What do men think about foreplay? You can imagine in my, you know, research and trolling and trying to find something we can talk about today, and I'm meeting this thing. Hey. It is one of those questions that was never really elaborated on by men. And women are like, I wonder. Yes, I wonder. I'm like, oh, wonder no more. We bring it on air. And as I read, what jumps out is that men grew up knowing that foreplay was something women demanded and something they were reluctant to do. Men were reluctant to do. So therefore, the perception created here was that it was a time-consuming thing that he had to do for a woman to have sex with him. It was a must. On the other hand, women have it ingrained in their psyche that men hate foreplay. Hence, when she meets a man that is good in foreplay like Pablo, she thanks the heavens like, yo, kulunkulumi appeal. And it's not a new thing. Many studies were done around this issue. Going back 46 years ago, notably the most influential report was called the Height Report. H-I-T-E, find it. The Height Report, back in 1976. One of the chief complaints that came that report about the way men make love is that it is too rushed and too focused on their equipment and strokes, meaning the intercourse. But that was 46 years ago. That can't be the case till today. Now, or is it still the case? What do men think about foreplay? Is it something they think about? Is it something they plan? Is it king? Or it's just protocol. Let protocol observed. Protocol for them just to get what they want. Hashtag what men think about foreplay. Majita. Kulman.
Mina, I try my best not to focus on the dance when I want to last that long. Because normally I think of the days that we had a fight, and then what was the fight about? Yeah, and then so that it can keep me going, that you were angry and then you were aggressive. That's what is happening. And then foreplay is very confusing, but it's not for the weak-minded. I mean, foreplay, it's not my favorite thing, but yeah. Okay. Hey, yeah, that's all I can say.
It goes back there, you see. It's like, protocol. Shimza, when?
Guiding me for an idea. When I'm going to coffee, the coffee is not sugar. So if you are a little pusa, I'm going to go to another tasting. I'm going to go to so in the foreplay, you're fine another thing. So when I'm going to go to the Uyenze, it's a taste of a little da. I'm going to say it all. I'm going to go to the coffee. So if you play, I'm
three teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
All right, these are the three teaspoons on hashtag what men think about foreplay. One, they think it is only about and for her. He's doing it for her. Hence, he will do what they call the finger test to check if she's ready. He doesn't think it is for both. And women, too, have relegated the warming up exercise only to him. She hardly returns the favor. Two, they think it is misleading. Just the term itself. I mean, foreplay divorces the act away from the main act, isn't it? As if it is something that needs to happen before sex, when it is actually part of sex in itself. Foreplay implies activities before the main event. Hence, it feels like a chore other than part of the whole act. The last teaspoon of the three teaspoons on hashtag what men think about foreplay. It is not well communicated. The other thing about foreplay, women prefer it to be from head to toe. Something is that is not readily and well communicated. So when he focuses only on the sex organs, like boobs, you know, then he is novice and he is predictable. But the one who takes his time to explore her body is like, oh, it goes back to that whole thing, read between the lines. Communicated.
Honestly speaking, the play for is vital because Harubule something. The ladies sometimes take a bet to get, stimulated appropriately, if I can put it that way. But once they are stimulated appropriately, the actual deed becomes so much more pleasurable. There's no requiring additional condiments to help you with lubrications and such. Yeah. All is just easy, smooth, and, enjoyable.
All right, Stan. He has a way with words.
Aye, for me, depends on the kinalemang. Hey, for play, you see, shapi fella fella lemo to fella fella and that. No, depends. For play, for me, it's special, seriously. Must make for play lemo to special. Let's say why this one is the one. So I can't go and do for play around. No, I don't play that game. No, it's too much.
Peter, hanti ba ikai? In the past 2 hours, what has definitely come up from this topic, the myth here is men are fixated on the act.
Truth. It's a myth.
It's a myth.
Okay.
Truth. Men, in brackets, older men, enjoy foreplay and crave it.
Older
men.
You see
enjoy
what?
Enjoy foreplay and crave
it's
it.
What Mbali was saying.
I'm a crotty. Mbali
said last week. Mbali said.
Yes, right.
Focus.
That's right.
So they will crave it and they will understand it because now it's not just about the deed.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is a marathon.
Yeah, yes.
Sprinting anyway. You know. And I mean, obviously, because I can really nail it to Kere and all of that stuff. So it takes a little longer to get you in the mood. So essentially, you have to focus on the foreplay. Otherwise, I'm sorry, this wasn't meant to be.
Oh, and no sugar.
And who said sugar is a problem, by the way?
I did not. I'm exactly. Just saying. It's exactly. A reality. Yeah. Something we need to deal with in the bedroom as well. It's fine. The sweeter the man, I guess, the more focus he is.
Oh, no sugar, man, Bali. Yeah.
Yeah, when? With advancements in medicine and, of course, diet.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a fact. When you say sugar, you mean in diabetes. Diabetic men have no problems in the bedroom. It's a fact.
Okay. That's good.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a fact. So, and I know we always perpetuate the stereotype.
Yeah, yeah.
No. It's the other way around.
Okay.
So, Wena, what do you think men think about foreplay?
Well, I mean, if you're with me, obviously you are thinking about how lucky you are. But that's a story for another day. That's a story for another day. I mean, what else could you be thinking?
Honestly,
about?
Really.
Check out the bucket list, Pelamo.
I mean,
and you must be fully present when you are busy with a bucket list type thing.
But to be serious, I think men are always under pressure to satisfy the woman. Mm-hmm. That I feel like even during foreplay, what essentially goes through their mind is whether or not Umbali is liking this. Is she enjoying it?
He's always on a podium, you know,
because he's always performing. Mm. Because if that session goes downwards, you know, who's going to be blamed? It's the man, you know. So
I feel like
it's just, it's unfair pressure, man, to put on them. Live on a chance of enjoyment. Just let him enjoy, even if it's for shame.
Do you give as you wish to get?
I mean, I'm a foreplay believer, Banza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can't just be lying there and receive alone, as far as foreplay is concerned. I believe, like Thomas was saying, he was joking.
Yeah.
But it's a whole day thing.
Yes.
From the phone calls to the FaceTiming to the flirtatious invitations of whatever might happen.
Right.
It's
an
entire day. By the time you meet, the cooker pot must be boiling a little bit.
Mm. Should we remove the word? Because somehow the word says it's an act before the act.
Actually, you're right.
Yeah.
I think so.
Because there's too much pressure on it. Why?
Yeah.
Because it's not seen as part of the whole.
Mm. I like that. Remove the word.
Yeah.
The first three songs are about these three girls, what they just said, by the way. It is such a prerequisite for women. You haven't answered me though, girl. Prerequisite for you? Yes. But is it also still a prerequisite for you to give? Because clearly you just want to receive, it sounds like. Maybe I'm wrong. Correct me. I need that voice note from you. You know, stating your position regarding this. Yeah? Two, if you are in a long-term relationship, steady relationship, chances are foreplay is a challenge. Okay, let me rephrase. Chances are foreplay is not so much a must. Am I right?
There's just something about a man that takes the time to know your body. So foreplay is very important. It takes the time to know your body from head to toe. Find the parts that makes you tick. You know, find the part that allows you to open up completely, unreservedly. And it just makes the whole dance experience even better. If I can put it like that. So if only men can take the time, you know, to explore, you know, take your time, explore, find that small and inner part, because women are different. You know, one part that works for her might not work for me. So women are different. So find the part that works for me, and let's essentially get into this rhythm, you and I together.
Yeah, but you didn't say anything, Glovugas, about you, you know, returning the favor.
Do they even think of a play? But that thing for play important, but and then also I think what depend on the cook eye, because sometimes it's just the quickie about there somewhere,
sure.
Somehow,
not
and
sure.
Then you can't for play at that moment, so yeah.
No, you girls, you won't let me down. You will answer this question, Zanele, wena?
Ashem, iskolo, sbalilili, ngoba. Ama end result you futhi affected ayo if vela kucalwa ngayi for play hay bu khangeke mina ngiyasifaka njalo isikolo ngoba angeke ngikhone umuntu nje avele eze afake into yakhe nje cha ngeke kubuye nje uzuba umnandi phele nje kanjalo phenduka bhekele ngeke kulungi yikho isikhathi esiningi manje umuntu uzovela nje mika bheka le nami ngizibhekele le.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
ha ba utlwane le for play batho ba modimo ha ba utlwane le for play motho o batla go ya tabeng straight and then nna ke e rata jang for play because I take long to reach in heaven so at least ha o entse for play normal o ka nka 2 minutes eo ya hao ya di-needles at least se ke le haufinyana o ile a tlwaela jalo gore a motho o nana o rata for play.
Alright. Elvis, hi. Hello, Elvis.
Hi.
How are you, my brother?
All right, yourself, sir.
Yeah, I'm glad you are here because then you're going to answer this question for me. In a steady relationship, still a must?
Yeah, I removed that. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Am I allowed?
Yes, you are. Go ahead.
Can I go on?
Yes, sure.
Ah, Chibos. Is that Chibos?
Yes, it is.
Chibos, who's one bro?
Kishab Khotman.
All right. No, my experience is vague. I'm one of those guys. What can I say? That we've been around the block.
Mm.
I played my part during my time, but the experience that I have going, women are different.
Mm.
So one needs to actually learn about your partner.
Yeah.
Like I've got my wife. Mm-hmm. Married man, 18 years now.
Yeah.
So when we started, we would watch those movies and,
mm-hmm.
you know, have that foreplay, enjoy everything. We've been enjoying this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now, she's like, she's no longer into this thing of foreplay.
Okay.
Yeah. Because now, where I used to touch her, she would be like, no. Those kind of things. Yeah. So yeah, but then I understand it. But then I had she was this very beautiful lady. You know, she's, I think that one is the color, the mixture of Indian. So
beautiful.
Yeah, we've been going up and down, enjoying ourselves until one day I was so disappointed because she became open to me. She said to me, Elvis, you know what? What I like is before we do it, you must fight with me. Have an argument, and then when we argue,
oh,
yeah. I was like, what are you saying now? She said, yeah. And then you take off my clothes.
Oh.
And then we do it.
Oh.
So imagine now, it's like I'm a rapist now.
Oh, I hear what you say. I hear what you say. Like 50 Shades of Grey type.
Yeah.
All right, bro, LV. Different forms of foreplay.
Now when it comes to foreplay, I don't know which I have a problem or what. If it takes so long, I just get bored. I just get totally off. Then it will take me time getting even on. So usually, nje angithandi. But if I do it, then I try to make it sure guti it's short as possible. Then ke mo fitlisa pulokwane ka that foreplay after we relax. So that I can start all over again.
All right. That's now, Sipo.
Remember, Khurumolo, before Utuka Otomaka Musi, for that fire to blow, we need to blow first the Musipele, then Hobanele fire. So I think that's a very good thing and to a goal of making. So it really helps. Hobanele fire. Hotomakobele Musipele, Bratibus.
Yeah, Marakimang. Kwena fela na. Brasipo Pit.
Foreplay is very special. You can't do it for anybody. Yeah, if you got someone special in your heart, but aye, foreplay is a shy baba, a shy perfect food. Lap. See ya. Go back to into the lang hai uji lapa na lapa.
Mhm.
Yazi, even lay anja the foreplay. And I'm actually tamaning surprise a lapa. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I'm calling if you look in shy before Nienza or Kellen to yo, I ink. Nom cheat and egg, fella, apaga, mingain, color pants in jail, moon to your bonner, means a young Kellen. I can't say a cool shit.
Most men agree. It's one thing they love to give, but they also crave. So, I think that question has been answered.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.